Welcome to the best of Come Follow Me. If you, like us, love to supplement your study of the doctrines of Christ found in the scriptures with Come Follow Me podcasts, then we hope this channel will be beneficial to you. We have listened to all the podcasts, and as difficult as it is, we will each recommend one to listen to this week.
Today, we will have four brief segments: an overview, podcast highlights of the week, podcast joke of the week, and ponder of the week.
This week, the scripture curriculum is Messiah chapters 4 through 6. We began King Benjamin's well-known sermon last week. This week includes the remainder of his sermon. It also includes some of the impact on his people, including their profoundly changed hearts. We don't know a lot about King Benjamin's background. We know that he led his people in war and that he had children and taught them the scriptures. Most of what else we know is contained in this sermon.
So for this week, I chose Don't Miss This, and I loved the part right around minute 33. Grace is talking about Mosiah 4 and verse 18. She brings up the phrase, "hath no interest in the kingdom of God." And those are people who haven't repented and had the change of heart that Benjamin is talking about. Let's play the clip.
If you do not love your neighbor, you probably will not love the kingdom of God. Yeah. Because that is the kingdom of God. Your neighbor is the kingdom of God. And so if this doesn't sound inviting to you, you might want to look into a different kingdom, because that's what it's all about. If someone knocks on our door and asks for sugar in the kingdom of God, we are going to give them the whole bucket, not just one cup.
They go on to talk about like scarcity mentality and what that means. And I feel like I end up in that mentality a lot, and I want to be more generous, and I want to give more, and I want to love my neighbor more. And they bring up how in the New Testament, both of the main stories where Jesus is feeding thousands of people, after he feeds them, they collect the leftovers. So there are leftovers. There is enough for everybody, and we need to be generous as much as God is. It really struck me, and I want to work more on becoming more generous and loving as much as I possibly can. Also, right after that segment, like right around minute 35, she tells an amazing story of interacting with a woman who is from very different circumstances, but they find so much in common, and it just continues.
Oh, yeah. That's a great story.
It continues the theme. We are all neighbors to each other, and we need to love each other no matter what, because God loves us all. So listen to those few minutes, at least right there in the middle.
Yeah, go listen to that story.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible. Thank you. I was really struck by a story from a revisited podcast from Scripture Central. Tyler Griffin, at the beginning, tells the story of a widow who lived in the river bottoms of Brazil. She was a new member of the church when the bishop went to visit her. Let's watch a clip describing her living conditions.
Spare wood and tin for a roof, structure, foam pad that was on the dirt for her bed. She had a gas propane tank with a screw on top for her stove. She had a bucket for her sink on a stump, and she had two sawhorses and a few slats of wood on the top for her table.
As you will learn from later in the account, this dear woman who lived in absolute poverty was willing to give her surplus to others in need because, as she said, quote, "I have everything I need from the Lord," end quote. I am not sure I would consider her as having surplus or anything to give. As I have thought about her, I considered how I view my material possessions. In my fully furnished apartment, I have a solid table, a nice comfortable bed, comfortable chairs, and even a microphone I am borrowing for this podcast. Materially speaking, I have so much more than the widow. But am I as willing to give as she was? Like the widow, I do have my basic needs met and am so richly blessed by the Lord. And just like every other human, I am a beggar. I depend upon God for salvation, for the opportunity to repent, for help in offering forgiveness and healing from sorrows and trials. Regardless of what our temporal possessions are, Do we not all depend upon the same being, even God? I recommend listening to this full revisited podcast for further insights, including those from Taylor Halverson, who explores the etymology of words such as believe and succor.
I've listened to Scripture Central a lot, and I really like listening when Taylor has things to say about the etymology.
About what words mean.
Yeah, I really like listening to when Taylor talks about the etymology of the words. It brings a really good further insight.
I agree.
For a specific recommendation, you guys got to listen to Meridian Magazine this week. After quoting Messiah 4:26 and then Matthew 25:40, Scott Proctor says this.
So, there is a correlation between helping the poor and our retaining a remission of our sins. This needs a lot of pondering and consideration as to where we are in all of this.
So, I love how they connect those verses and the way that he summarizes it for our individual personal application.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever really thought of remission of sins with helping the poor being closely linked like that before.
Yeah, you got to read Messiah 4:26, which I had blown past, I guess, until I heard this podcast. What else is powerful is they shared several inspiring personal experiences where they were in the midst of extreme poverty. And if you only have a few minutes, I mean, listen to the whole thing, but if you can't, they share this trip they had in Egypt. It starts about minute 14:20, which is just sobering.
Now, back by popular demand, we have a joke of the week. This also comes to us from this week's Don't Miss This podcast episode. We already mentioned some of the excellent points in the highlights, but here's the funny part.
And so this is actually a coronation ceremony. So this gives a lot of Frozen vibes, which is really cool. We were singing.
You can watch that this week.
Yeah. Listen, you can either read Messiah 4 through 6 or you can watch Frozen. Like either is going to be great for your scripture study.
We would recommend reading Messiah 4 through 6.
Yes, let's.
And watch Frozen if you have time.
I like Frozen too.
It's a great sing-along.
Yes.
So this week's point to ponder. Based on what I've learned from King Benjamin's address, what can I do differently or improve upon in my life?
Thank you for joining us. Please let us know in the comments your thoughts, good or bad, on this week's podcast. Next week, we'll cover Messiah chapters 7 through 10. We look forward to you joining us again on the Best of Come Follow Me.